Fireworks have always been a part of Jeffrey Spener's life, but there was a magical moment in his childhood when fireworks and music came together. He'll tell us he carries that experience with him to this day. And when he takes the stage tomorrow evening on Courthouse Square in Scranton to lead the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, it's likely that it won't just be the sky that's sparkling as the 1812 Overture surges to its climax, but surging through him too, filling him with unforgettable childhood memories when music and fireworks first met for him and, in a way, foreshadowed the figurative fireworks he would be making through music as he became a conductor. He's also an educator, and he's able in both instances to pass on his passion for music, as he was doing just last week when we spoke with him by phone while he was conducting in Australia. Jeffrey Spener joined the U.S. Coast Guard in June of 2019 as the Assistant Director of the United States Coast Guard Band, one of the nation's premier military bands. As one of two conductors in charge of this world-renowned ensemble, he helps manage all aspects of the 55-member ensemble's multifaceted mission, including concerts, ceremonies, recordings, and the band's annual national tour. Previously, Spener had been a member of the 399th Army Band, assistant conductor and operations manager with the Battle Creek Symphony in Michigan, artistic and education coordinator for the Lexington Philharmonic in Kentucky, as well as holding music directorships with numerous community orchestras, bands, and choirs. Originally from Essexville in Michigan, he received a Bachelor of Music degree from the University of Illinois. He holds a Master of Music degree in orchestral conducting from Western Michigan University. He's conducted such groups as the Baltimore Symphony, the Battle Creek Symphony, the Berlin Sinfonietta, Cincinnati Symphony, and many others. And he will be here in Scranton tomorrow evening to lead the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. And many threads are coming together for Chief Warrant Officer Jeffrey Spener in his visit to Scranton, as we'll learn as he spoke with us from Australia.
We are in Sydney, Australia at the moment.
Are you touring with music?
Right now we're on holiday, but I spent the last week conducting in Adelaide, Australia at the Australian Combined Schools Music Festival.
That means you'll be returning from halfway around the world to help us celebrate the Independence Day holiday right here. Thinking back to your younger days, what were the 4th of July celebrations in your hometown, Essexville, in Michigan, like? Were they filled with music or parades or firecrackers? What was it like when you were growing up there?
Oh, growing up in Essexville, it was all about the fireworks. Essexville is right on the outskirts of Bay City, Michigan, which prides itself on having the state's largest fireworks celebration. And I can remember it going on several days over the July 4th holiday. And we would always go to the biggest one, of course, whichever that one would fall. Depending on when the 4th was, it would be, you know, that Saturday or that Sunday or right on the 4th, depending. And my mom's birthday is actually July 5th, so she would always tell us that the fireworks were for her celebration. And it was only until we got a little bit older that we actually realized what July 4th was. We just thought everyone was getting together and celebrating mom's birthday. And we would all find our prime spot to watch the fireworks, which perhaps a little morbidly or whatnot, it was always by the funeral home. It was always like the best parking lot to see the fireworks over the Saginaw River. And yeah, it was just a really fun time. And I can remember the first couple of years that the local radio station decided to tune the fireworks to music. And we would sit near the car and have the car radio blaring, you know, 1812 Overture, Stars and Stripes Forever, things like that, to the fireworks, synchronized to the fireworks. And it was just a really, really cool experience growing up.
So you are doing something that you were meant to be doing when you lead a performance like you're going to do here in Scranton. What did the music add to the visual splendor? Did it deepen the experience? What were you thinking as a little guy?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was a musician all the way back then, so I always think anything is better with music. But yeah, it was fantastic just to see the colors and hear the orchestral colors. And it was just so exciting to me. My mom was a musician, and I knew I wanted to be a musician. My sister was a musician, too. So anything that added music was just extra special in my eyes.
How did you come to your first orchestral or band performance where you conducted the 1812 Overture with fireworks? Where was it and what was it like?
Oh, that would have been in Lexington, Kentucky, with the Lexington Philharmonic, which the music director of Northeast Pennsylvania Philharmonic, Melise Brunet, she's also the music director there. And she invited me to guest conduct that orchestra, which was super special, not only because it was my first 1812 and fireworks and things like that, but also I had worked about 10 years previous with the Lexington Philharmonic as an administrator. And so I knew the orchestra in and out, and I knew most of the musicians, and it was just a very special sort of homecoming for me to go back to some place that I had worked in one capacity as the guest conductor, as the person that even back then I knew that I wanted to be a conductor, and I knew that this was the path that I wanted. And it was, like I say, just a really nice homecoming to kind of showcase who it was that I had become, partly because of my job there.
Did you have not necessarily literally flashbacks, because you're concentrating on the music and the musicians and everything like that, but were you supercharged in any way because of the memories you had of your childhood and the music and the fireworks?
Oh, 100%. I mean, even on the podium, I'm getting these flashbacks of childhood all the way through college and graduate school and all the different jobs. Particularly, you know, I had stood on that stage and broomed water off of it, trying to get the rain squall that had come through to dry out the seats and dry out the stage so that the July 4th show could go on. Just all of these things. I mean, it was such a culminating moment in my life. It's a really special memory.
And then you've gone off now and you've studied and you've done graduate work and you now have this prestigious ensemble that you're the assistant director of. You've conducted the Philharmonic in Lexington and those sorts of ensembles. But what makes it different when you're leading a military ensemble in this position where you are called on, I guess, probably to do more than just put on concerts?
Oh, yes. I mean, the United States Coast Guard Band is truly one of the finest ensembles of its kind, not only in our nation, but in the world. I mean, I'm here in Australia because I am known through my work with the Coast Guard Band. And wherever I go in music circles here, they know who the United States Coast Guard Band is. And there's a special sort of added something when it's through service, when it's through service to the country, when it's through service to the women and men of the United States Coast Guard and the United States military. And so, yeah, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've conducted the National Anthem or the Stars and Stripes Forever or America the Beautiful, but every single time is very, very special. And particularly when we perform the Armed Forces Medley and we invite the friends and family and members and veterans of the services to stand and be recognized for the service that they have dedicated to the country and are continuing to dedicate to the country. So there is very much this sort of special sense of reverence and special sense of duty and honor and respect and all these things that we in the military take as our core values, but that we are able to express through music.
And so when you come to Scranton, have you been to Scranton before? Do you know anything about Wilkes-Barre or Scranton, northeastern Pennsylvania?
So we typically drive through Wilkes-Barre and Scranton when we drive home to Michigan from our house in Connecticut. And actually, one of my dearest friends and mentors, who was the director of the Marine Band, the president's own Marine Band for many years, Colonel Timothy Foley, he is from Berwick, Pennsylvania. And he was a clarinetist, and one of his first professional gigs was with the, at that time, Scranton Philharmonic. And so he is just tickled pink that I'm going to be conducting the Northeast Pennsylvania Philharmonic for this patriotic concert. It's so many things coming together for the both of us. So he's told me some wonderful stories about the history of the orchestra and the orchestras back when there was a Wilkes-Barre Orchestra and Scranton Orchestra and just the entire area. And while I haven't experienced Scranton or Wilkes-Barre personally in-depthly yet, I'm really looking forward to getting to know the area with the concert and the rehearsal.
In addition to 1812 and maybe Stars and Stripes, is there anything else that you could point to that we might be hearing in Scranton?
Oh, I can give you a few teasers, yes. Of course, we've got Stars and Stripes and another Sousa March that I won't spoil. We've got 1812. We've got fantastic works by my favorite American composer, Charles Ives, who was, to me, the quintessential American composer and a New England person, too. He grew up in Danbury, Connecticut, not too far from where it is that I'll be driving from to get to Scranton. We'll be hearing our trumpet section featured in Bugler's Holiday, always a fan favorite. We've got America the Beautiful and some Wizard of Oz and Wicked and just all sorts of great music that will highlight and feature not only the Northeast Pennsylvania Philharmonic, but also just tap into that Americana, that spirit of patriotism and just celebration of all of the great things that the July 4th holiday represents.
Jeffrey Spenner, Chief Warrant Officer Jeffrey Spenner. He is Assistant Director of the U.S. Coast Guard Band, and we spoke with him by phone while he was conducting in Australia last week. He'll return to Connecticut and then drive in for the rehearsal and for the performance tomorrow evening, Thursday, July 3rd at 7:30. It is the full Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and they are returning to Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton for a free concert as part of the Lackawanna County Scrantastic Spectacular. And they will perform those pieces that Jeffrey mentioned, but also there will be the grand fireworks display. Again, admission is free. Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton. It's the full Philharmonic Orchestra getting underway at 7:30. And Chief Warrant Officer Jeffrey Spenner will lead the orchestra. The Philharmonic celebrations continue on Friday, July 4th at 9 a.m. with the 12th annual Yoga on the Roof atop the marketplace at Steamtown's parking garage. There will be a string trio joining Jaya Yoga Clark Summit for a special session with live music. Then on the 4th of July at 8 o'clock at night, the Philharmonic Brass and Percussion Ensemble will return to Kirby Park, and that will be guest conductor Paul Bryan for the old-fashioned 4th of July celebration hosted by Wilkes-Barre in Kirby Park. Again, free with a sky filled with fireworks. The Philharmonic will be in Peckville at the Valley Community Library on Thursday, the 3rd of July at 10 a.m., and they will have a reading session with Nancy Sanderson reading a story and the brass trio performing and underscoring the reading, a delight. And meet the instruments outside at Memorial Park in Carbondale on Saturday, July 5th. That night, July 5th, the Philharmonic Brass Quintet will be at Harmony in the Woods in Hawley with a program titled Americana Brass in the Woods. That will be New Orleans jazz, ragtime, classic film scores, Gershwin, Ellington, Bernstein, Irving Berlin, lots more. HarmonyInTheWoods.org for more information about that performance. And anything you want to know about the upcoming concerts with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic will be found on their website, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org.